Moncrief on News Talk.
Could life have been found on Mars, or at least evidence that it once existed there? Rock features have been spotted by the Mars rover that may well have been caused by microbial life. Dr. Sean Jordan from DCU is here to tell us about it. Afternoon, Sean.
Hey, Sean. Thanks for having me.
So these are called leopard spots. That doesn't mean there are leopards prowling around Mars. Describe what a leopard spot is.
Yeah, so a leopard spot is the nickname that NASA have given them. They're kind of irregular shaped, rounded structures that have a pale interior and a dark ring around the outside. They do very much look like leopard spots.
Yeah, okay. And how would they have... Now, there's a couple of ways they could have formed, at least, but the one theory that it's getting people excited is how could they have formed?
Yeah, so basically when microorganisms eat iron in the environment, they change it to a different type of iron, which makes it paler in colour. And we see these kind of imprints on rocks from Earth. So there is definitely a microbial possible cause.
Yeah, but this would have happened how long ago?
These rocks are about 3.5 billion years old.
Okay, so 3.5 billion years ago, what did Mars look like?
A lot like Earth looked about 3.5 billion years ago, actually. So it was much more clement. It had water on the surface, liquid water. These samples were taken from an ancient lake that has rivers going into it. So it certainly had the conditions for life.
Yeah, okay. Now, but they don't, they, or they can't tell, I assume, just by looking at it.
No, so there's been plenty of chemical analysis done. So they know that there's particular species of iron, sulfur, phosphorus that are linked to life. There's organic matter there. Organic in this sense basically is not like natural, like organic food. It's more like a chemical term. They're compounds made from carbon, but all life is made of organic matter, but there are non-living ways to make it too. So that's where the confusion lies.
Yeah. So is there a way for the rover to conduct an experiment on it to see can you get any more evidence, or really to be definitive about it, would that rock have to be brought back to Earth?
Yeah, NASA are being nicely cautious about this. They're calling it a potential biosignature. Mm. I think that's as far as we can go until we get those samples back.
Yeah. And is that going to happen?
Eventually. The kind of budget cuts of the current administration mean that it's going to be delayed, certainly, if it happens at all. But it's not just on NASA's shoulders. You know, there's other space agencies that might get involved.
Yeah. And so how would they go about bringing them back?
That's a big question. So people are really trying to figure that out now. The original planned mission was too expensive. I think everyone kind of agrees that. Mm. But it still will be expensive no matter what we do. And people are trying to figure out the best way to do it, basically. It's not easy.
The fact that NASA might have discovered life, though, in a kind of political sense, might that help them?
I hope so, yeah. I mean, it certainly gives us more impetus to go and get those samples. I mean, scientists have been calling for this sample return mission for a long time now. So hopefully this will be the last push needed.
Yeah. Okay, so there might have been microbial life on Mars. If there had been... More complex life forms, would the rover have seen the signs of those? Would they have been easier to spot?
They would certainly be easier to spot, I would say, yes. So I think the way the conditions are on Mars now, if there is life living there, it'll be deep in the subsurface of the rock. So we're not going to see it that easily. You'd have to build a different rover, I think, realistically.
Yeah.
So ancient life is probably the best thing we can look for now.
Yeah, but I mean, by what I mean is like, 3.5 billion years ago, might there have been things with legs or lizards or, you know, the equivalents to that?
I think it's unlikely. Yeah. But of course, look, every possibility is open. You'd need to go digging into the rocks looking for actual fossils like we see for dinosaurs here, for example. But the microbial signatures are probably more what people were expecting.
Yeah. How did it all go wrong for Mars, given that they used to have liquid water and possibly microbes living there?
Yeah, they gradually lost their atmosphere, so everything dried up and got bombarded by the rays of the sun and just dried out to the red, dusty planet we know today.
Okay, all right. That's a bit of a grim story. Sean, thanks very much for coming in to talk to us today. That's Dr. Sean Jordan. He's Principal Investigator in the Proto-Science Lab and Associate Professor in Biochemistry and Astrobiology at Dublin City University. You should see the end of his letters. That's a massive amount of words.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.